episode 679, The Difference Maker.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Good day, ladies. I hope you are having an extraordinary, beautiful weekend. It's hard to imagine that we only have a few more days to kind of rejuvenate our spirits and get our mind back where we need to be and get on track. And today we're chatting about the difference maker and something that I know will bring a difference in how you walk in your everyday life. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I am so excited and delighted of your presence here. If you haven't already had the opportunity, head on over to createyournow.com where you can sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy Everyday Solutions to help you find the simple in every day. We need to just calm down sometimes because when we are getting so bombarded with things, I mean from all aspects of life, whether it be social media, whether it be TV media, where we see it on, you know, we turn on the TV, we turn on Netflix, whether we're watching YouTube and we are filled with these commercials and thoughts of other people, we barely have time to formulate our own thoughts. And sometimes what happens is that begins to build within us an attitude that isn't always positive. Sometimes the biggest issue we have is within ourselves. It is our attitude, the difference maker. When you want to get something done, you want to make a change, you want to make a difference, what is going to see you through to the end besides your skills, besides your tools, besides what you got, your certifications? What's going to get you to the end? It's your attitude. Your attitude can make or break you. It's the difference maker. John Maxwell says, your attitude colors every aspect of your life. It is like the mind's paintbrush. Think about that for a moment. Your attitude covers every aspect of your life. It falls into every realm, into your thoughts, your heartbeat. It is definitely in your mind. And you can have an attitude that is of forgiveness, of love, and you can make a statement, but if the attitude is of hatred, if the attitude is of anger, it's going to come across totally different making that same statement. It is like the mind's paintbrush. What is your attitude? How are you carrying it out in your everyday walk? We were talking earlier about the walk and talk. Remember the walkie-talkie? Yes, in Confessions of an Upset Mama, do as I say, not as I do. And how are you leading with your walk and talk, the walkie-talkie? How does your attitude feed into that? I know it's very tough sometimes growing up, and I look at my children and what they have to go through, and we think that as far as we've gotten in technology and science and where we are, we're on the cutting edge of so many things. We're no longer living in the times of what? Little House on the Prairie any longer. Okay, I know that really dates me, but seriously. But what we aren't on the cutting edge of is our attitude. That is the difference maker. You may not like what is happening in your life, but what is your attitude toward the situation? If you're being a stinker about it, it doesn't matter how or what is happening. You're only going to see the negative part. You're never going to see that little glimpse of hope because you're choosing to stay in the negative. And yes, maybe there are days that we need that in our lives where we need to be able to kind of, I don't know if it makes sense, where it helps to rejuvenate ourselves. We need just kind of a pity moment. But when you pity every single day, when you say, I can't do this, there's no way I'm going to succeed. No matter what I do, no matter how hard I try, I'm never going to get really where I want to go. This attitude of already giving up before even trying. Why try? Your attitude is a difference maker. Maybe you don't like where you are in your business. It's the end of the year. Think about it. We're coming up on the last 31 days of 2016. Now, that's a scary thought if you think about it. Go way back to your New Year's resolutions. What were they? Do you even remember them? Okay, most of us can count that it probably had something to do with health or weight, because everybody puts that on their list. But what else besides that? Maybe it had something to do with your marriage. Maybe it did have something to do with your business and growing it. Maybe you're an entrepreneur right now and you have been working on trying to really ignite your business and get it going in a direction that you're like, this, I know this is going to be awesome. And now you're sitting here with almost just 31 days left in 2016 and you're going, ah, what have I done this year? What have I accomplished? What haven't I accomplished? There's two ways of looking at that. You can look at it from a negative point of view with an attitude of really just like, I'm mad at myself. I don't like what I saw. I don't like what I produced. It's one thing to look at facts as facts, but the attitude, how you approach a situation, the feelings, that part of your heart that becomes a part of your life's equation, it's an attitude check. Where are you in that? You may not like it, but if you look at it instead of going, and instead, I should say, of making a statement of, okay, this is where I'm at. This is the facts. I did what I could do with the resources that I had, and I did it pretty well, but you know what? I still want to improve. And so in 2017, I'm looking to go here, and maybe you become more specific. Maybe you say, oh, I really liked this part of the business area that I was working on. And so you expand on that and maybe you shrink another thing. There you're looking at it objectively. Your attitude, how you're approaching the situation. You know, I've moved a ton in my life and I don't know how many different homes I lived in. And of course, when you're a child, you don't really have the option of moving or not moving. If your parents tell you you're going to go somewhere, well, you can't just stay there in the house going, nope, I'm not going anywhere, Mom. The Barbies and me are staying here. It would have been nice sometimes, I'm sure. But as children, we don't have that option. So we would have to pack up things and get ready and go regardless. Sometimes we had to sell things. Sometimes we had to give things away because we could not pack it all into the U-Haul that we rented. Because during that time when my parents moved, a lot of it was when he was, when my dad was going in between churches, and we would go from state to state, we would go church to church, and we would just move. And so we would rent the U-Haul, pack the truck and go. And we might be there for a year or two or three, depending upon how long God called us there. And if my dad was called to another church, off we would go again. Now, when we got into the military, my dad went into the Army Reserves and then became full active duty Army chaplain. That changed the story a little bit, because when we moved, we had a truck that came and we had people that came to help pack us. I mean, we still worked on the packing too, but we had help. And so I can always remember that my mom instilled within us, well, especially within me, I can't speak for my brother or my sister, but within me, that moving was an adventure. Something to look forward to. It was something of like the unknown out there. It was a mystery. And we were going to go unlock this special treasure. We would get to see new people and meet new friends and be able to expand our horizons and see more of God's amazing creation and be able to see more of the United States. And to some degree, even the world, because when my father would go overseas, of course, then either we would visit or we moved with him. So moving became an adventure. Even though there were aspects of moving that I dreaded, when I got older, married with children, and at one point in our lives, we were moving every year for 5 years. Talk about having the moving company on speed dial. It was like, hello, it's me again. Yes, you know what I need. Just send it. This is the date. This is the time. And yes, we did use the same moving company. So I feel like we did really build a relationship there. And I kind of laugh about it, but in actuality, I really didn't like it much. I had young babies that were relying on me as a mom to be their rock. I had a husband who was relying on her, on his wife to be his rock. And there were times I just felt like just a bunch of bleh, pebbles on the ground that couldn't hold it together. And I was being tossed by the heavy waves. And there was no way I was going to get out of it. But the difference maker was my attitude. It was my attitude on how I approached the situation, how I looked at it. I saw it as the adventure. And I tried to pass that on to my children, saying, just think about all the new friends you're going to meet. You're going to get to see and have a new bedroom. We get to redecorate. Sometimes it may take mommy a year to redecorate, but we'll get it done. You know, sometimes we would end up getting a new bedroom set, or they would get something, you know, special, and they would be a part of the process of picking out the house and looking at things. I didn't love all the aspects of moving, but the difference maker was my attitude in choosing how I approached the situation. I saw the good in moving, and I looked at it with optimistic horizons, saying that, yes, I knew that I could make this through. And of course, I relied on God. I prayed. I knew he would take care of us. He would guide us. He would get us there. And boy, did we have some adventures in moving. Boy, have we lived in amazing places. And how awesome it is to have met all the people around the world that I have met. And I've been blessed to be a part of their lives, both in children's lives and adult lives. It's been a privilege to be able to do that. But I had to go through this craziness of moving. I didn't let it stop my smiles, my heart smiling from the inside out. I still had that optimistic attitude, the one that would kick into gear that said, everything's going to be all right. Where does your attitude play a role in your life's equation today? Is it adding or subtracting value? This is a variable you need to be paying attention to. Attitude could be your missing secret, the missing ingredient in your life's equation, that variable that you need to add. You could be working in a job. You can't expect to love every single thing about your job, right? When you go and apply for a job, do you look at the job description and say, oh my gosh, I'm looking at all these and this is the best ever. I love opening mail and I love answering complaint phone calls. It is the best thing ever. And oh goodness gracious, I love the bills. And well, you know, collecting money is great too because it adds to, that means I get to get paid. So I love that part. And the people interaction, it's fabulous. But then I have to let go of people. I'm okay, well, I guess I'm supposed to hire and fire people. I love to hire, but the fire part, well, I guess I love to fire too. We don't look at our job description that way. There are parts in our job description that we don't like. We don't like parts of our job description being a wife. We don't like parts of our job description being a mom. We don't like sometimes our job description that God has given in front of us because of the plan that he has designed for us. But the thing is, the difference maker is your attitude. Your attitude can make or break you. Where's yours today? What might be missing is your difference maker. Think about it. I pray God will truly bless you beyond anything you can imagine. Have an incredible, beautiful, glorious day. May you be warm and just be joy-filled throughout your entire weekend. And I cannot wait to see how you continue to impact those around you. Take your attitude and make it the difference maker. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.